Comets in Context, Comparing Comet Compositions with Protosolar Nebula Models, by Karen Willacy et al. Comets provide a valuable window into the chemical and physical conditions at the time of their formation in the young solar system. We seek insights into where and when these objects formed by comparing the range of abundances observed for 9 molecules and their average values across a sample of 29 comets to the predicted midplane ice abundances from models of the protosolar nebula. Our fiducial model, where ices are inherited from the interstellar medium, can account for the observed mixing ratio ranges of each molecule considered, but no single location or time reproduces the abundances of all molecules simultaneously. This suggests that each comet consists of material processed under a range of conditions. In contrast, a model where the initial composition of disk material is "reset", wiping out any previous chemical history, cannot account for the complete range of abundances observed in comets. Using toy models that combine material processed under different thermal conditions, we find that a combination of warm CO poor and cold CO rich material is required to account for both the average properties of the Jupiter family and Oort cloud comets, and the individual comets we consider. This could occur by the transport, either radial or vertical, of ice-coated dust grains in the early solar system. Comparison of the models to the average Jupiter family and Oort cloud comet compositions suggest the two families formed in overlapping regions of the disk, in agreement with the findings of Ahern et al. 2012 and with the predictions of the NICE model, Gomez et al. 2005, Saganis et al. 2005. This was Comets in Context, Comparing Comet Compositions with Protosolar Nebula Models, by Karen Willacy et al.